The word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. I'd like to ask Brother Wayne Hendon to open us up with a word of prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, Jehovah our God, thank you, Father, for all the blessings that you have given us. Thank you, Father, we ask you to be with us. Give us more of your Holy Spirit that we may learn and study your word. We thank you, Father, for the brethren here in Huntsville. We thank you for all the brethren that has come so far to be with us. We ask you to be with the brethren around the world, Father, and help them to hold on to what they have until time for their change. We thank you again, Father, for all of your blessings, spiritual and material. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Wayne. I think there's just been a little bit of a typo in your program. It has me as the chairman, but I think we all know who the real boss is here when it comes to putting the song service together. We'd like to thank Sister Shirley and Sister Wylene for all their good service that they do. Let's open with congregational hymn number 361. We'll sing all three verses.
Under his wing I am safely abiding, though the night deepens and tempests are wild. Still I can trust him, I know he will keep me. He has redeemed me and I am his child.
At this time, we would like to have Sister Tamara Parker give the children's song.
I'm going to tell the children to place a song I brought from here on, Prayer of the Norwegian Child. My other young men left the box.
Thank you.
It's going to be a tough act to follow. Well, we've got a couple of specials here. I don't know if you sisters have a particular order you want these folks to go. How about Sister Hazel and Sister Dovey? Would you care to go first? Sister Dovey Buell and Sister Hazel McClellan are going to sing Lamp of My Feet. Thank you very much. All right. Let's see. Next we have Brother George. Would you like to do yours next? Of course.
This is a poem by Walt Huntley. You've got to go on strike. How good it is that God above has never gone on strike, because he was not treated fair in things he didn't like. If only once he'd given up and said, "That's it, I'm through. I've had enough of those on earth, so this is what I'll do. I'll give my orders to the sun. Cut off the heat supply. And to the moon, give no more light and run the oceans dry. Then just to make things real tough and put the pressure on, turn off the vital oxygen till every breath is gone." You know, he would be justified if fairness was the game. For no one has been more abused or met with more disdain than God. And yet, he carries on supplying you and me with all the favors of his grace and everything for free. Men say they want a better deal, and so on strike they go. But what a deal we have given God, to whom all things we owe. We don't care whom we hurt to gain the things we like, but what a mess we'd be in if God should go on strike.
Thank you, Brother George. All right, Sister Osceola Jackson, are you going to do something for us? I guess you are now, aren't
you? I haven't touched the piano in a while, but I am going to play some of the favorite hymns that I have.
Thank you.
you, Sister Osceola. That was beautiful. Well, we'd like to go ahead and get the choir up here. The program says we'll end at 8. That's really more of a suggestion than a real time. But we won't be too much later than that, I don't think. So if the choir could go ahead and come up, we'll do the choir special.
Thank you.
We had one request from the audience for Sister Wylene to play a selection, and we're going to let her go ahead and do that, and I think y'all receive a blessing from it. We may run just a little bit over, but it'll be worth it. Thank you, Sister Wylene. Now we'll have Sister Shirley, who's going to close us with her last song. And then we'll have Brother Joe Dolan read Songs of the Night.
I am going to, with God's help, attempt to sing I Talked to God Last Night. I haven't done much practicing myself, and I hope I don't get a mental lapse, but I'm going to try this tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now we'll have Brother Joe Dolan read the Songs of the Night.
Songs of the Night from September 16th. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. 1 John 5:21. Evil is insidious, and every parting of the ways, every leaving of the divine path, signifies a separation from the righteousness to a degree we are unable to estimate at the beginning. Let us learn that the only safe course to pursue is to trust the Lord and to be glad to have whatever His providences may mark out for us, and to refuse to have anything contrary to His will, however desirable it may be, however gratifying to human ambition. Let us learn the lesson that ambition is a dangerous thing, especially in our present imperfect condition, where our judgments are more or less warped from the fall, where our knowledge is imperfect, and where Satan is sure to put light for darkness and darkness for light. Our ambitions must be curbed, yea, every thought must be brought into subjection to the will of God in Christ, if we would be on safe ground as new creatures in Christ Jesus. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. 1 John 5:21.
Thank you, Brother Joe. Well, Brother, we appreciate your patience for letting us run over just a little bit tonight. We had so much to get in a small time, but we thank you for staying and being so attentive. I don't think are there any announcements? Just be here tomorrow morning at 9:30 for the devotional service. Let's pray, please. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, hallowed be Thy name. Father, we thank Thee for allowing us to come together in convention this day. We thank Thee for the many blessings that Thou hast given to us, the admonitions and the scriptural thoughts that have been presented, Father. We thank Thee for them. We pray that we would take them to our hearts, make them a part of our characters, that we might more closely walk in the footsteps of Jesus. We thank Thee for the beautiful songs that have been sung, that have been to the glory of Thee and as I Your Son. We pray that we would sing these songs in our hearts, and we would continue to every day just try to be more and more like our dear Lord and Savior. Bless upon all the brethren. We pray for Thy kingdom to soon be established in all the earth. We thank for all things, especially for Thy dear Son. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.